Okay. I call this meeting to order on the Committee on Civic Engagement on Friday, September 21st at 2 p.m. the third floor of the Joe Pepa Student Union in the President's Conference Room. Moving to agenda item 2, roll call.
Senator Amaya.
Absence excused.
Senator Clemens.
Tardy excused.
Senator Collins.
Present.
Senator Fio.
Present.
Senator Green.
Present.
Senator Grant.
Present.
Senator McKinney.
Present.
Senator Rogers.
Tardy excused.
And then Senator
Yagyayan. Yeah. Okay, moving to agenda item 3, public comment. Is there any public comment this time? Okay, we're going to move down into agenda item 6, new business. So really quickly, agenda item 6A, we're going to do a discussion on Dog Fest really quickly. We're going to go over the responsibilities of the event and that kind of stuff. So it's going to be on Saturday, the 29th. Yeah. So basically, we just needed staff. We're having an ASUN table there. Amy has us doing this little craft with the kids. It's like this coloring thing, and then we're going to be promoting ASUN and University of Nevada as a whole. That's going to be from 10:30 to 2 on that Saturday. And I definitely would love all committee members there. I would like to know right now if you can't go. I want to do increments of 1 hour, 2 hours for the event. I also think it's going to be really fun, so I'd love to have you guys there no matter what supporting. So who can be there from 10:30 to 11:30-ish, 12? Actually, I'll just go around and say it, then you can say when you can be there. I feel like that might be easier. Senator Green, do you want to start?
Yeah, I can be there pretty much the whole time.
Okay, cool. Senator McKinney, would you like to go next?
I can stay there all day.
Very
great. All day.
Senator Collins.
So unfortunately, I have another event. Oh. I'll be out of town with another organization, so I won't be in right now.
Okay.
And then you said 10 to 2, right?
Yeah. Okay. Well, 10:30 to 2.
Okay.
Cool. And then I'm also, Senator Green.
Where is the location of the
event? It's at Dick Taylor Park, sorry. Great, that's the one on that side. Yes. I'm also going to send out a very thorough email about what's going to be going on, the time, and where. So that's going to go to all the Senate and all the ASUN officers too, but I just want to make sure we have a good core group there. And it's going to be really cool. You're going to interact with a lot of cool people. Yeah.
Are they going to need help setting up for cleaning?
Yeah. I think we're doing our table from 11 to 2, so that's where the 10:30 part comes in. I can ask if she wants us there earlier, but I don't think it's super necessary because I think the event's mostly in the chunk of the day. Senator Rogers, we're talking about Dog Fest. I know you're really excited. So basically, it's going to be Saturday the 29th at Dick Taylor Park, and we're going to have an ASUN table doing some crafts with some kiddos, and we'll just represent ASUN and Nevada. So it's going to be from 10:30 to 2. Are you going to be able to make it?
The Saturday?
29th, next Saturday, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Will you be the whole time or a certain chunk of time?
Whole time as of now.
Perfect. And if we have, we can, send you guys home, or if you want to stay. It's totally, up to you, which is going to be cool. I'll be sending out, there's a gift pulse link I'll be sending out, too, so you guys can just sign up there, too, and just encourage other senators and ASUN officers to go, because I think we should really be pushing this big, especially since we'll have Logan and Mark at our next Senate meeting. Yes?
Did you say the gift pulse was up now, or it will be?
I'm pretty sure it's up now. I don't quote me. You can check for sure. Go for it. I'll let you know. I'll be sending it out, though. And then I kind of want to hop down into agenda item 6B, ANSI. We kind of do this as a whole. So I know last meeting we kind of talked about legislation for mandatory community service hours. And I kind of went back and talked to some previous chairs. I talked to former Senator Kirkendall because he was one of the big people with writing outreach hours. And I think I came to a conclusion at least, and maybe you guys have other views. Just that it might be really hard to make community service mandatory because it's really not one of our duties in the SAS as far as senators. So outreach hours really should be more towards reaching out to our constituents and I think it can go along with, like, it can be community service and whatnot, but I think that we had the idea of having that monthly community service event just for AS1 officers. I think it's a really cool idea, and I think it's great because we already have Dog Fest this month, and then next month they actually already have another event that Monique just gave me that we can also volunteer at. So if anybody have any thoughts on that, questions? Yeah. Sorry,
I agree with that, just because, like, I feel like if you volunteer at an event, like, you could also talk to constituents, so,
yeah,
you know, it doesn't have to be like, oh, you have to volunteer, because you're already, you know, you already have the opportunity to talk,
yeah,
to people. So
yeah, Senator Collins.
So would this be the idea that all of the senators all go together at once and go to one event, or you would be looking at, like, our give pulse or something and see that they were at least signed up for one event and, like, not necessarily all going to the same one?
So my vision for this, and this is kind of what I'm thinking, we can kind of, you know, play off of this, but I'm thinking that each committee member takes a month and we create an event. We work with Monique, seeing if there's a give pulse event we can already use, but she gets all of these, like, random, like, service opportunities in the community, and I want these to be more in the community, less, like, on campus, if that makes sense, because I think there's a lot on campus that we can do on our own that can also count as outreach. But I think it'd be really cool if we did, like, a community service event, like Dog Fest. Like, that's not really, like, related to the university as much. But, like, students are going to be there, and we're going to be like, hi, I'm Senator Fott. Like, it's more like we're actually just volunteering and doing civic engagement work. And then what we would do is we would create, we have an AS2N Give Pulse account, so people would sign up through that. So that's how we would track hours. And obviously, it's nothing mandatory. It's just very, very, like, you should come and be civically engaged and be an AS2N officer. So it's nothing mandatory.
I think for, like, more than that, just bonding and more of like a PR standpoint too,
mm-hmm,
all going out together and doing something in the committee as a whole shows that we're unified and we can invite other people, other constituents. And it'd be even cool if, like, we all brought, like, one constituent with us just to, like,
bring a friend.
Yeah, bring a friend, bring someone, like, bring a club, you know, something like that in your college, because this is, like, this is how you change the community, you know, it changes from the ground up. So I like this idea a lot, and I think it should be all together at once.
Yeah. And I think going back to, like, this doesn't just have to be for senators, too. This can be for executive, judicial, legislators. Like, I think this is really good for hitting, like, the whole basis. I think it'd be really cool if we each got to plan an event, because then we got to do something really passionate about that's exciting. Yeah. Okay, anything else? Okay, so, yeah, I'm going to send out the thing about Dog Fest, and we'll send out the gift post link over it again.
I did find on GivePulse, it says Pack a Park for Dog Fest with MedLife, though. So is that, like,
that's okay,
something
that's
anyone
what,
can sign up for?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just saying MedLife is working with them.
Okay, yeah. And then there's, like, the cleanup part you can sign up for, too.
Yeah. So that's one of the big things is we're going to be doing cleanup, too. So, yeah, and then as far as going back to the monthly events, I want to give everyone, like, a lot of time to work on them and, like, make them really thoughtful events and, like, solid. So I thought we could kind of sign up for a month, and then from there we can kind of see, like, and I know if there's, like, a certain thing going on in a month, like, we can, like, rearrange it, but I think for now we should get, like, a little schedule set. So for October, Monique just showed me this event. We don't have to do it, but it's for Hunter Lake Elementary School Service Project. It's basically just a fundraiser for their school, and they want us to come in and run the games portion and, like, work with the students and stuff like that. I think that'd be really fun. I think that's a really, it's like a Friday evening. It's from 5:30 to 9, so I would probably cancel our meeting for that day. I know we have oversight. Maybe we could talk to Anthony about doing it earlier or whatever. And then we could, like, all go. We can all, like, carpool, and I think that would be a really cool thing. I don't know when we're getting our polos in, whatever. I don't really know. Yeah.
The first shipment came in, but we're just waiting on the rest of them. That's
okay.
The last thing I heard from Dutch.
Okay. Well, anyways, just obviously we're going to try to wear, like, your name tags and your polos, especially to Dog Fest. We're going to wear those bright yellow shirts to Senate this week, or at least try to get as many as we can to give them back. But just wear Nevada gear on Saturday to Dog Fest and your name tags. But yeah, so do you want to, so does that sound good for October? I think that's kind of, it's less than a month, so I feel bad giving some of this big project. So I think October, that's kind of set. Does anybody want to try for November? Senator McKinney, okay, I'm going to put you down. And then what we'll do is, like, our next meeting, I'll probably just do, like, senator updates. So, like, if you have any ideas, I also really suggest reaching out to Monique, because she has so many. So if you don't really know, or you like kind of have an idea, but she or Amy too, super helpful. Okay, December. Senator Collins.
I would gladly like try to take on something for December, but my suggestion is that like finals also come in December, and break starts in December as well, so it might be a little difficult, but I'll definitely like.
Okay, Senator Rogers.
They have a really cool Christmas one where they give low-income families and foster kids free Christmas presents, and then they get to go in and pick one out, so that might be something.
Yeah, I feel like there's already so many stuff that you wouldn't even need to like plan. One,
yeah,
you could just go volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you want to do that one? Do you want to do December or do you want to do a later one? Do you care?
So she, well, since you already have the idea, I'm sure it'd be better for her.
Senator Rogers. Okay, perfect.
November, so what I think of November is Thanksgiving, so we can do a lot of things surrounded that. So I'd like it, like another senator hop on things like November with me.
Oh, yeah.
So if someone
else. Do you want to do, perfect. So I'll do McKinney and Rogers for November. Oh, wait. Do you want to do November with Senator McKinney, and then you can do December?
I'm fine with either option.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to do that. So Senator McKinney and Senator Green. And then I'm just gonna plan, like, I know that, like, January and February, like, that's far away, but I think if we just set it now, we can always, you know, mix it up. We can always do, like, two in a month, too. Anybody want to do January?
Well, I was gonna say January, like, we're on winter break. Or do we have,
like
do we hold meetings?
I think we're back.
Break? Yes? Okay.
I think that's like a good way to get back into it though, because I think at that time it's gonna be like, holy moly, like this is the last stretch, so a little chutzpah would be good. Do you wanna do?
Yeah.
Okay. So really quick, we were just talking about how we're gonna kinda go, we talked about mandatory legislation for community service hours, and we're kinda gonna go away from that because it doesn't really follow our staffs and the duties of senators. So we're gonna do, we're gonna set up a community service outreach event per month, one per month for all ASUN officers. And then we can volunteer, be civically engaged, and go through gift polls, work with like Monique and Amy too. So yeah, we're just kind of setting up months that we would do, so it's gonna be one center is gonna get a month.
Mm-hmm.
So you can either, I also realized that like there's not very many months. When does our term end?
Like mid-April.
Okay, so we have February, March, and April left, and obviously we can like double book. I can do one too. Do you want to do February?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, perfect.
And we're just creating like outreach events, community service things.
Yeah. So I remember when I ran for this chair position, I kind of said that I wanted like a committee to do a bunch of stuff that they're passionate about. So you kind of come up with an event that all it'd be all for ASUN officers, and I kind of want to gear it away from campus because I want it to be less outreach. I want it to be more like us just like giving back. Like we're just doing it as like a group, less as like ASUN. Like we're gonna go like talk to people about ASUN. You know what I mean? Senator Egan?
So we can find, like, a big event, or we have to plan these events?
I can do either way. So if there's something that you're like, really want to start and do, and you think it'd be really cool, well, we can do that. But if there's already something going on, like, for example, like, in October, I was telling them how Monique gave me an opportunity to volunteer with the school and their fundraising, and just go to their event and, like, run the games for the kiddos. Like, I think that's also, like, really cool, too. And, like, Dog Fest is going to be really good for us next Saturday. So, yeah, we can, like, expand more on it. We can play it. Like, if something works and something doesn't work, I think this is kind of cool because it's up to us to kind of, like, see what we want to do. And, like, you know, starting an event ourselves might be a little bit hard, but, like, if it's, like, successful and everyone, like, likes it, so we'll just kind of play it by ear. March? Yeah. Okay, and then April, I'm just gonna, is there anyone left? Oh, okay, you can have April, perfect. Okay, cool. Awesome, and then I, once again, Senator Clemens, we talked about Dog Fest, and just, it's gonna be next Saturday, the 29th, Dick Taylor Park, 10:30 to 2, there's gonna be an ASUN table, and like, when could you, can you come, / when could you come?
I can be there the whole time, so.
Perfect. And yeah, I'll probably, like, order food for us too, and like, because it'll be a long day. Cool. Is there anything else? Any other comments? Yeah.
Did you send the... Is there like a link for the sign up on Gimples?
Yeah, so I'm going to actually send it out to the entire Senate or ASUN listserv because I would love everyone to be there. And then it'll just like be more explanatory. But 1032 is going to be like, Gimples won't show like 1032 ASUN table. They're just going to say like set up, clean up, whatever. So just kind of like sign up for what you want. And then obviously 1032 is going to be just ASUN. Like we're doing a wee little craft table for like the kids with disabilities.
Okay, cool.
Cool. And then I want to go back to Wednesday really quickly, just to kind of go over what's going to happen. Basically, Logan and Lark is, Logan's the child with disabilities and Lark is his dog companion. They're super cute. They're coming with their parents. So first thing is like, we're wearing Nevada gear. I really want to like a really inclusive environment. If you go like say hi to his parents and him, they don't mean a lot. I'm going to write on the wall too, like, welcome, like Logan and Lark, like we support, you know what I mean? Like something nice and saying like ASUN setting is like supporting you. We're also bringing those yellow shirts and then we're all gonna try, if I have enough, hoping that we have enough, and then we're just gonna have to give them back because they have to use them for the event. And then we're gonna, Amy's gonna give their, or they're gonna come and they're gonna sit at the Santa table if they're feeling comfortable. I know it might be, we'll see. We're gonna play it by ear because I don't know how comfortable he might be feel that day sitting at a table with all of us, but hopefully it'll go well. And then Amy's gonna give a presentation, and then Vanessa, Senator Maya is also gonna help too because she's part of the planning committee, and then we're just gonna learn more about it. And then Thursday we're having tabling in front of the Joe. So with that being said, it's just gonna be from 11 to 1. We're gonna have people from Canines for Companions for Independence come in. There's gonna be a doggo and a professional who works for the organization there who's a dog trainer. And basically, we're just gonna ask for donations. It's gonna be outside the table, just gonna be asking for donations. You just go onto their website, you can direct donation. And then we're also gonna hand out like flyers about the event, and like just kinda like get the hype going. So, yeah. Any other questions? At Senate on Wednesday, I'm gonna kind of go over this again and sign up for time. But just 11 to 1, I'll be there the whole time. But if you guys can come and say hi or just come for a little bit, that'd be cool. Okay. Any other questions? Comments? Compliments? Okay, moving to agenda item 7, public comments. Are you in public comment this time? Okay. Moving to agenda item 8, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting. Friday the 21st at 2:18 p.m. in the President's Conference Room with the Joe Crowley Student Union.